This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by the founder of Brepik and the bestselling author, Justin Breen, author of Epic Business. Justin, can you take one moment to introduce yourself? We want to talk about what are the few pieces of advice that you give to CEOs right now? What do you tell a CEO to be doing right now? Justin, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Always great to talk to you, Scott. Justin Breen, founder of Brepik. And just launched a new company called Brepik Network. So I'm very excited about both of those. Current company doing great. New company will be, you know, 10x, 100x what current company is already doing. And it's very collaborative. So it's awesome. But, you know, the one thing is that I'm just staying in my zone of genius, unique ability constantly. So current company, you know, I was annoyed for 20 years as a journalist by other PR firms. So I created a solution to that problem. And new company, just annoyed by platforms that let everyone in, because at the highest level, you know, people don't have time for that. They just want the intro. So creating a platform for the, you know, the top people, just like my PR firm is a PR firm for the top people or those that'll make the investment to do so. So it's just a collaborative evolution of my brain.
And what advice do you give to CEOs today? It sounds like some of that will overlap. What advice would you give to a CEO today?
Yeah, so it's overlapping. And so that's what I mean. Like the new company is just, it's just doubling down on what my current company is doing. So there's no stretching yourself too thin. There's no doing too many things. There's doing one or two things at the highest level and then continuing to double down on them. And you just continue to gamble on yourself. So it's doubling down on what you're best at and then continuing to bet on yourself. I think that's really the advice. If you want to land the plane, I just gamble on myself and I'm 100% responsible for myself. And when you gamble on yourself and have that mindset, it just eliminates all this other stuff.
So really, I sort of can unfold that into about four different things. One is constantly doubling down on what's working in your strengths. Two is often you're not looking for the great, great new thing. You're looking for things that overlap with what you already do well. Third is you stay in what you call your zone of genius. You try and be great at something, and you try and keep on doubling down and working with that concept. And fourth, which I think is important as anything, is you're constantly investing in yourself, gambling in yourself, investing in yourself, but that's where you're putting your efforts and time, is investing yourself and the team that you work with, but investing yourself in your greatness. I love that. Just take another moment on what is your biggest focus right now? Where are you most excited? What are you most focused on right now?
Yeah, I mean, again, the entire focus of my life, besides hanging out with my family and friends, is to be a connecting superhero for every visionary, abundance, investment, mindset entrepreneur and share their stories with the world. So, you know, again, besides, you know, personal life, that's 100% of my day. So that, you know, I'll just kind of keep saying the same thing. I'm just ultra focused on my unique ability, zone of genius. And that's the purpose of my life, is again, to be a connecting superhero for every visionary, abundance, investment, mindset, entrepreneur, and share their stories with the world. So do that with, you know, my PR firm, and we'll continue to do that with new company at a much higher level. Cause again, those people with those attributes in their mindset, they just want the intro. They want the connection. They don't want to spend 3 years building relationship. They want the intro. They want the result. People at the highest level just want the results. And I was reading this, one of my favorite books. In fact, it's my favorite book is Mastery by Robert Greene. Mastery by Robert Greene. It's a New York Times bestseller. And I was just reading a passage today that people are dying for new things. They want new things. They want cool, innovative products. They don't want status quo. They don't want to be bored by things that that have gone on for 20, 30 years. They want something new. And so by creating something new, the people who get it, they want to be part of that. They want to make the investment to be part of that. And most people don't, but that's okay, because the people that do want to, they're the ones that are changing the world, and they'll make the investment to do so.
Just fantastic. I know we're going to have another discussion in a moment on a different podcast leading up to Father's Day on the original connecting superhero, your father, who I know passed away, but we're going to talk about that. So we'll come back and talk about that in a moment. Justin, I want to thank you as always for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, the Becker's Business Podcast. It is always a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.